To discuss the potential economic implications of this method of treatment is Dr. Mary Lou Chatterton, a research fellow at Deakin University and co-author of this study. Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning.
Now, Mary Lou, could you shed some more light on what your study found about the effectiveness of dietary changes in the treatment of clinical depression?
Sure. Happy to do that. As you mentioned, the SMILES trial was a world first in showing that for people with depression, if we can get them to adhere to a Mediterranean diet, it can improve their depression symptoms. And this recent paper essentially uses the data from the SMILES trial and looks at the economics of this intervention. So we were actually able to show that for the people that had depression and were counseled by a dietitian to improve their diet, that they overall cost less to the healthcare system, and also from a societal perspective, they cost less as well.
Well, how exactly is it a cost-effective solution for an individual?
Well, I guess if you look at it from an individual basis, when we did the study, basically we collected a lot of information around other healthcare resources that people were using during the period of the trial. So how often did they go to the GP, what other kind of medications they received. We also incorporated the cost of food into the trial, and we also asked people about the amount of time they missed from paid work and also unpaid work, so household chores and childcare and things like that. And so from an individual's perspective, a few, I guess, take-home messages on the economics were, one, that the diet itself, the Mediterranean diet, was actually less costly. So we found that based upon the diets that people were eating before they started the trial, that those diets were actually $26 a week more expensive than the ideal Mediterranean diet. So that's, I guess, one place where an individual might save some money is they can save some money on food. And I guess the other takeaway for individuals in terms of the economic benefits of eating better is that the from the societal perspective, as I mentioned before, the people that basically adhered to the Mediterranean diet had lower societal costs, and that included the cost of productivity. So the individuals that were eating the Mediterranean diet were actually more productive. They missed less time from their unpaid activities. So as I mentioned before, housework and childcare, those types of things.
Right. If you're just tuning into The Daily this morning, we're currently talking to Dr. Mary Lou Chatterton, a research fellow at Deakin University. Now, Dr. Chatterton, broadening the scope a little bit more, can dietary intervention reduce the burden of mental health illnesses on the Australian healthcare system?
Yes. So that's the other part of this equation, is that we also looked at the cost to the healthcare system. And what we found was that the people in the dietary intervention group, those eating the Mediterranean diet, over the 12 weeks of the study, their total costs were $900 less than the comparison group. And that's, you know, on an average per person. So that's a pretty significant amount.
And, well, given the cost effectiveness of dietary intervention, do you think we should be calling on the governments to potentially subsidize the cost of maybe dietitians or helping educate people further on their diets?
Oh, absolutely. We should be. Well, the government does pay for some dietitian services under the Chronic Disease Management Scheme. So certainly people with depression could potentially access dietitians currently with appropriate referrals, and you know, you have to jump through those hoops. But it would be good to, broaden that scope and potentially make it a bit easier for people to access, you know, those services through dietitians or other means.
Right. Well, Dr. Mary Lou, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.